According to Kentucky Emergency Management, at least 13 tornadoes touched down in the state, causing property damage, hundreds of injuries, and deaths. Jeffrey Seitz, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Wilmington, confirmed that the storm that went through Piner was a tornado.
It was part of a larger system and part of a couple of tornadic supercells that went from southern Indiana across northern Kentucky and into southern Ohio.
The twister carried wind gusts of up to 160 miles per hour through the Kenton County town, which is home to about 3,000 people. Brad Spiegel says the destruction in his hometown is hard to believe.
Electric lines down, barns on the ground, just, you know, houses you drove past every day just wiped out. Never thought we'd ever seen anything like this.
After hearing the tornado warning, many people took cover, including Denise Critchelow, who waited out the storm in a basement with her mother-in-law. She says the situation was surreal.
You could just start hearing debris hit the house. You didn't know what was going on. You were sitting down in the basement and things were just hitting the house. And then all of a sudden it was just over.
Governor Steve Beshear declared a state of emergency and deployed the Kentucky National Guard Friday evening. Brian Capps, chief of the Kenton County Police Department, says following Friday night and Saturday search and rescue efforts, everyone from Piner was accounted for. He says all emergency agencies in the region helped out.
When this first went through, we had officers that were out on foot carrying first aid packets, going door to door, checking on people because their cruisers were blocked in with down power lines and trees.
Although Piner Baptist Church was not hit by the storm, Pastor B.J. Donahue says just down the road there were at least 88 homes completely destroyed and some 250 unlivable, along with others that sustained serious damage.
I live about 6 miles north, and so as we started driving out, everything looked fine, and all of a sudden it just totally turns. The disposition of the community totally changes, and you see almost a war zone. You've got trees broken, trees down, houses just removed, barns gone, toppled onto things. I mean, it is an absolute war zone out there, and you have valleys and hills, and so you just see it just strewn down the hills and down the valleys.
The 34-year-old clergyman has opened his church as a staging area where there was a stream of volunteers bringing water, food, and other supplies for the people of Piner.
One of the incredible things about this community is that it is a very close-knit community. So you've got people coming not just from the local area trying to help, but from the surrounding areas. It has been unbelievable, the amount of donations. We have had to set up staging areas in multiple locations just to take in donations.
Large trucks backed up to the lower level of the church, and dozens of people like Scott Tavely pitched in to unload water and other supplies.
We're taking all the donated goods into the building for the people who have been hit by the tornadoes and giving them a chance to rebuild and take what they need because they don't have anything anymore with the tornadoes. Their houses have been leveled.
Three sisters from Independence say they grew up with some of the people whose homes were wiped out. It was very emotional for Jennifer Lucas, Jamie Shear, and Jody Thomas.
As soon as we woke up this morning, you know, we started organizing between the three of us, and we're like, okay, this is where we need to be. We know there's going to be things that have to be done, and this is where we have to be.
In the church basement, Melissa Young from Fort Thomas directed the volunteers unloading the trucks and handing along items in bucket brigade fashion.
We were in Hurricane Charlie in Florida, and had a little bit of loss, so very empathetic to people that are in this position. So,
several people from surrounding communities came to help. Patty Fusero and her family from Hebron brought an entire van full of goods.
Well, I mean, it was a disaster that happened, and we're very fortunate. Nothing happened to us or in our neighborhood, and the least we can do is help these people out as much as we can.
Although many people are still in shock from the destruction of the storms, Police Chief Brian Capp says the residents and volunteers are to be commended.
It's a small community, close-knit community, and people are taking it pretty hard, but they'll get through it.
The Red Cross and Matthew 25 Ministries are continuing to collect donations for disaster relief. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.